W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Vicki Barker. With the Democratic presidential nomination virtually assured for Kamala Harris, will she or won't she debate former President Donald Trump on his terms?
Trump posted on social media that he has accepted an offer from Fox News for a debate to be held September 4th in a still-to-be-determined location in Pennsylvania, a state crucial to his and his opponent Vice President Harris's paths to victory. Harris has been taunting Trump on the campaign trail over his withdrawal from an ABC debate after President Biden ended his campaign.
As the saying goes, if you've got something to say, say it to my face.
There was no response from the Harris campaign overnight. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Harris is expected to name her running mate by Monday. They're lowering canal levels and clearing storm drains in southern Florida with a major storm approaching. John Cangelosi is a senior hurricane specialist at the National Hurricane Center.
Right now, it's a pretty weak system. It's actually a tropical depression for the moment. It's about 200 miles south-southeast of Key West, Florida. Maximum winds are about 30 miles an hour. It is moving pretty quickly to the west-northwest at 16 miles an hour.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has overridden a plea deal reached earlier this week for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and other accused ringleaders of the 9/11 attacks. CBS's Eleanor Watson is at the Pentagon.
The memo from Austin, abruptly released by the Pentagon Friday evening, says he rescinds the plea agreements made earlier this week, which means that the death penalty is now back on the table. Mohammed is allegedly the mastermind who orchestrated the attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people in 2001.
In Paris,
there are events today in 26 sports, with 15 handing out medals. American gymnastics star Simone Biles will be back competing in the vault final after securing gold in the all-around and team competitions. On the men's side, specialist Steven Nedorozic will star on the pommel horse. On the track, Shakiri Richardson hopes to medal in the 100-meter dash after she was disqualified before the Tokyo Olympics for cannabis use. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, Paris.
Also overseas, Ukraine's military says it's carried out drone attacks on Russia. The BBC's John Shea has the details.
Military said among the targets were oil depots and fuel storage facilities. The Morozovsk airbase is also said to have been hit. It's home to three squadrons of warplanes that Moscow uses in its war on Ukraine. Kyiv says it's still assessing the impact its attack has had.
And in Britain, two more men have just been charged in connection with an arson attack on a Ukrainian business in London, allegedly ordered by Russia. Five other suspects facing similar charges. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The average American family will spend about $875 on school supplies this year. As Mike Moan reports, donation drives are underway to help families with limited budgets.
Organizations like Family Pathways help low-income households overcome these expenses. The group's Clarissa Zemke says there's a lot of demand for help and fewer people have extra money to donate supplies. For those that do, she hopes they keep in mind the many things students need to have a successful year. Beyond markers and notebooks, certain tech accessories are needed.
Headphones are a big thing, I think, on pretty much every list from elementary on up. And a lot of things that we're seeing right now, especially for the older kids, is USB flash drives.
Many schools provide Chromebooks, but organizers say they see a lot of wear and tear over the year. Graphing calculators for high schoolers can help households on a limited budget still have money for other necessities. Nonprofits say gym shoes and other clothing items should be considered, especially since kids can outgrow them fairly quickly. Zach Spiroff with Resource West in the Twin Cities West Metro region says when planning a donation, you're encouraged to consider getting something new and avoid hand-me-downs.
Trying to get back in a memory from your youth and how exciting it is to go to school with new stuff and feel good about yourself.
He says that confidence can indicate these students feel supported by their community, allowing them to focus on learning and achieving better outcomes. Monetary donations are welcome too. That allows aid groups to help more of these households with daily living expenses, giving them extra wiggle room for back-to-school shopping. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny. We'll have highs in the mid-80s. For tonight, mostly clear, 67. Mostly sunny, highs in the upper 80s on Sunday. Showers and storms Sunday night, a low around 70 degrees. For Monday, scattered storms with a high around 80.
It's 67 right now.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show on Monday, we will be recapping everything that happened over the weekend. I'm sure absolutely nothing never does. Join us. Don't miss out.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Shaw, WAUK.
August 3rd, 2024. If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's still time for This Week in Waukesha, Hour 2. And as many of you know, we begin the second hour with our first of two Farmers Market reports. And manning the Farmers Market for us again, or running it, excuse me, we're honored to have from Matinair on Air, Mondays through Fridays, 10 to 12, Jane Matinair. Jane, how are you?
Good morning, Don Brown. I am fantastic. It really is a beautiful morning out here at the Waukesha Farmers Market. We are in the parking lot of Waukesha State Bank, right next to the Fox River in downtown Waukesha, here until noon today. It's going to get a little bit warmer a little bit later on, so if you want to come down a little early, that's probably a good idea. And I'm telling you, Don, everything you need for dinner tonight and tomorrow and Monday, you are going to find right here at the Waukesha Farmers Market. Everything you could imagine, carrots and onions and cucumbers, all different kinds of lettuce. They have radishes, bakery, all kinds of food trucks are down here. If you need a little nosh this morning as you're walking around, fresh bread, they have grass-fed beef and flowers galore. Also, there's pottery if you're looking for some little gifty things. If you have your dog along, and a lot of people bring their dogs here, you can get your dog's nails trimmed. You can get your knives sharpened. Just about, as I said, everything you are looking for is here at the Waukesha Farmers Market. Stop by the Civic Media Tent. We have a wheel of prizes, including State Fair tickets. You can win WAUK and Civic Media t-shirts. We have candy for the kids. We have treats for the dogs. It's going to be a wonderful morning. I hope to see you out here 8 until noon, the Waukesha Farmers Market in beautiful downtown Waukesha, right next to the Fox River. This is Jane Matinair checking in for Civic Media. Back to you, Don.
Hey, thanks so much, Jane Matinair. And please be sure to check out her show, 10 to 12. Her co-host, Greg Bach, very funny man, is a fellow alumnus of one of my two guests in the second hour, Mayor Sean Riley. Greg Bach went to Catholic Memorial High School, probably around the same time you graduated. Did you know Greg at all from CMH? Okay, well, we'll have to form an introduction. Can you move the mic a little closer to you there, Sean?
Yep. Sorry.
Awesome, you got it. So, so jumping into our second hour guest, Waukesha, as we know, it's really Waukesha County, has an annual Blues Fest that the Rotary Club puts on. And according to Sean, this would not be possible without the leadership and organization of longtime musician Bob Mitnock. Is that fair to say, Bob? And
well, welcome. I think Sean might be exaggerating just a little bit. but it's really an effort of the Rotary Club as a whole. And I kind of lead the way. And it's been a great thing. We're really enjoying it in our 17th year right now. So,
and that takes place at Nagawaki Park. Is that right?
That's correct. Yep. Nagawaki Park out on Highway 83, just north of I-94.
Fantastic. And you can get a one-day pass for $40 and a two-day pass for $65, and which I think is a great value considering all the music. I noticed on here,
Sean brought in a poster. I'm holding it into the live stream. Whoops. For you to see, probably not very well. But Buckwheat Zydeco Jr. and the legendary Il Sant Partis band will become a 2024 Grammy winner. That right there is like that. When I saw that, I was like, no way, Buckwheat Zydeco. You're still around, but that's a great band.
No, it's interesting because, you know, sadly, his dad passed away a number of years ago, but he's been in the band for many years, and he's taken the lead role now. And Buckwheat Zydeco Jr. and the band is his dad's original band. So it's many of the members that were with his dad for all those years. And I'm sure it will sound every bit as great as the original Buckwheat Zydeco did. So
neat.
It'll be fun. And we're doing that on Saturday afternoon at 5:30. So you can come out and enjoy an afternoon headliner. Which will
Saturday,
be fun.
August 10th. Yeah, 5:30. Yeah, and the events both days, it's 1 to 10, if I got that correct.
That's correct. As far as the music, gates open at 12:30.
Rain or shine?
Rain or shine. We've got a huge tent, and we've had some amazing performances with it pouring rain. So don't be afraid to come out. I can remember Shamika Copeland in one of the early years playing right through a rainstorm. As long as we're not getting lightning, we'll go on. So
it's not going to rain.
Yeah.
No, we don't want that.
Reminds me of watching the Woodstock documentary or video and Neil Young getting people to chant against the rain. No rain, no rain.
Right.
So, but tell us about some of the other guys. Like, I have, I see Allie Venable, Texas Blues Rock.
Right. Yeah. She's been around for a number of years now. I think she's in her mid-20s and she's a fabulous guitar player. She was out this summer on a lot of the Buddy Guy tour dates as his opening act. And,
sure.
And she's travels the world constantly. Amazing guitarist and vocalist. And so she's headlining on Friday, August 9th. And we also have just ahead of her, Tinsley Ellis, who's it's his first time at Waukesha Blues Fest. He's coming in to do an solo acoustic show. And the reason being, he just had an extremely successful album out this year of solo acoustic music. And
I like that stuff.
Yeah, I think it'll be a lot of fun and a nice contrast between, some of the electric guitar work. So it'll be good.
It reminds me, when I was in college, I had a buddy who was in charge of doing the kind of the concert security, for lack of a better term. And this was in the old Michigan State Auditorium. It was one of those Depression era works, beautiful, building. And I was handling the dressing rooms for Elvis Costello and his opening act, Nick Lowe, who I was a big fan of.
Right.
And those were strictly acoustic shows. So that was pretty neat watching that. And even while Elvis was playing, Nick Lowe was up there. I was on kind of a high rise where the dressing rooms were. And we were looking down, and I had some really great conversations with him. And so it's an art form. I know you want to go see blues, and you want to hear that electric. You want to, all the different pieces of the band you want to hear. But that is a nice variation to have a solo act, I believe.
That's a nice mix, yeah. And also on Friday, earlier in the day there, in the afternoon, we've got the Dave Steffen Band. Dave Steffen's a Wisconsin treasure. He's been around forever, played with the band Sunblind Lion many years ago. And if you go way back to a band called Love Society, yeah, he's been around forever, but he's been playing music and he was out in California for a while, even made an appearance on The Young and Restless with his band.
Nice.
It's kind of interesting. But he'll lay it down in the afternoon there. We've also got Oldschmidt, Panish, and Cohen, and that's Steve Cohen, a fabulous harmonica player from Milwaukee, and played with Leroy Airmaster over the years and continues to do that. But this is his trio that's going to play.
Is it a harmonica or a blues harp?
Boy, that's a great question. Yeah. Let's call it a blues harp. Yeah.
I love it.
Sure. And we've also got Trick Bag with Kenny J, a Milwaukee band. And starting things off on Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock, it's the Lightways, which is one of the finalist bands in the Rockhanson Youth Garage Band competition every year. And we like to recognize them, the up and comers that are
going
to be on the big stage someday,
So they always love playing too.
Yeah, oh yeah, they do. Sure. They enjoy it. Yeah, so great lineup on Friday, and then we do it all again on Saturday. So Saturday the 10th.
Yeah. So Sean Riley has been kind of quiet here. How did you first get involved in Blues Fest?
Well, I'm a member of Rotary, so you get your you have to sign up for one of the committees, and I really like music and also events. So So I
instead of washing dishes, you know,
or cooking barbecue or something.
Yeah.
But
I know you love cooking barbecue, so I know that's a labor of love for you.
During Blues Fest, I pour a lot of beer.
There you go.
Usually working in the beer tent and then help set up and take down.
There's no stereotype there. The Irish mayor pulling the taps at a music festival.
A couple pictures of me with that involve beer. Oktoberfest and Blues Fest. And
I have a friend from Brookfield, Steve Ryan, fellow Irishman, who he used to do the Irish Fest every year, tending bar for free, volunteer. But that gave him free admission to the Irish, and that's why he did it.
That's in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's in 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks away. So it's a busy music schedule here in Milwaukee.
Real quick, also, people should know that they can still buy tickets online. Actually, there's a reduced pricing until August 8th. And just online, go to WaukeshaBluesFest.com.
Okay.
So if they want to get tickets
now. WaukeshaBluesFest.com.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Sounds great.
A little bit of a discounted advance price there. So that's a nice thing.
That's terrific. So, hey, and I would be remiss, you know, Mayor's got his hands in a lot of different musical baskets here, buckets, I say that. The final offering of Tribute Tuesdays is coming up on August 13th, so a week from Tuesday, I believe.
Correct, at Frame Park.
At Frame Park. Well, actually, no, they said it's going to be moved to the amphitheater because the construction. Oh, yeah, Frame Park.
At Frame Park, yeah.
The construction at Cutler, they're moving it to the amphitheater, which I think is cool. I always wanted to see a live music event there, and I've never had the opportunity.
Yeah, we don't have the big, huge oak trees, but it's still a really nice venue. I think it will work out.
Oh, it's beautiful
well.
There. Yeah, I was there for Waukesha Night Out the other night, and I thought it was taking place throughout the park, so I parked all the way in the front there and had to walk. I was helping my wife was helping out with her school, La Casa de Esperanza, and so I took that long walk. Schlepping some bags all the way across the park and saw the amphitheater.
You park near Moreland?
Yeah. Because I remember, I think it was when I was on the council, they put in that new playground. And maybe that was a different night from Waukesha Night Out, but I just remember that being a really fun night with everybody there congregating around the new playground and checking it out. And I thought mistakenly that was an extension of a...
Yeah, they use the Rotary building for Waukesha Night Out as kind of hub. So, yeah, you walked a long ways.
I sure did. But it was worth, you know, I'm supposed to walk an hour every day as part of my new health regimen, so that helped me take out some minutes.
If you carry a bunch of bags, you can take 10 minutes off.
Yeah, I definitely did that. Yeah, I had to bring a bag for my wife. It was hot there at first. I'd bring some towels and some more, I think a cooler of waters and whatnot. So, but Max has told me a minute and a half before our first announcement area, shall I say. Oh, yeah. So before I forget, with the band that's playing on August 13th is called Y2K, and they're playing the music of the aughts of the 2000s. And so you're supposed to get ready to party like it's 2000. So, but going back to Blues Fest, how long has it been at Nagawaki's? I thought it used to be at Frame Park years ago.
Yeah, it's been since Blues Fest started, it's been at Nagawaki since year one of Blues Fest.
Okay.
So the 17 years we've been doing that, it's been there. Prior to that, it was Riverfest. Was that correct?
Yeah, that was an
and that's what yeah. it was. Yeah. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
And that was a little different. That was more rock bands and things.
This okay.
has been a little more specialized to the roots side of music, and it's kind of cool.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Yeah. So the conversation continues with Bob Mitnacht and Sean Riley, Mayor Sean Riley, on the upcoming Blues Fest that opens up next Friday, August 9th and 10th. And then don't forget my guests next week. I'll have two more. Student athlete, football players on their way to college and doing both football and, academics, as well as, a cancer survivor will also be a guest in my second hour, next week. So, and don't forget to download the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw, W-A-U-K, Waukesha's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Shaw. Welcome back to This Week in Waukesha. And I believe, is this B.B. King, Max? Yep. What's the song again?
It is How Blue Can You Get?
How Blue Can You Get? I should have asked Bob and Sean that one. No, but I had the honor of seeing B.B. King perform at the Riviera in Chicago for his like 78th birthday many years ago. And the opening acts were, if you remember the Jay Giles band, it was Jay Giles and Magic Dick. Mm-hmm. And they started out as a blues band before they went, you know, rock. And it was primarily seeing Magic Dick on the blues harp or harmonica. That stole the show for me. And then they had Robert Cray, another great name, but he was too loud, or there was some, just the static, or what do you call that? The sound quality wasn't that great. It was just too loud. And of course, B.B. King came on and that's the thing, is he, as I understand it, his whole career was the same eight songs all those years he'd been playing whenever he went live.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still great. And they're amazing.
Well, you kind of hit on an interesting point, because there's so many great blues artists that are either in their 90s or have already passed away, like B.B. King. And the only way that blues is going to continue on is if I think there's some recognition of the new generation of blues artists.
Like Rockin' Johnny Burgeon.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, and the ones that we have. That's one of the things we were trying to do this year, with Allie Venable being in her 20s.
Yeah.
She's an amazing player and been getting a lot of recognition. And
neat.
And then on Saturday, too, our headliner is a band called GA20. And they're kind of a young, little bit grungier blues out of Boston.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, kind of, if you know, people are familiar with the early Black Keys band, it's a little bit like that, with kind of rock crossed over with blues, and it's good stuff. And they're going to be headlining on Saturday. So,
and they're described here as a dynamic throwback blues trio. So I think that's pretty cool.
I think that's a pretty good description of them. Yes.
So
they'll be on at 8:30. Just prior to them, a band out of Chicago, the Dig Three, who are also
love these names.
Real cool band. They've been on riding the blues charts this last year with a new album, and it's real good stuff. So they're kind of the bridge between Buckwheat Zydeco's afternoon show and GA20 in the evening. And we've got a couple other great bands earlier in the day. We've got, starting off with Los Guys right here from Waukesha.
Nice.
Featuring one of the Rotarians,
oh, cool.
Kip Ruppel, and nice. So that'll be fun.
Okay.
The Maple Road Blues Band, who a lot of people probably know because they play around the area quite a bit. And at 4 o'clock, a band called Sweet Sheiks, and that's a real unique one. It's going to be the only blues-based band with a blues saw player. So if you've seen somebody play the saw with the bow, it's they've got one, and they do a great job at it. So it's pretty entertaining. So
neat.
Yeah, great lineup both days.
Terrific. Hey, want to switch gears for a quick minute to do our Carroll University Minute. And just want to, it's really a reminder, I mentioned this last week, that the free short-term counseling services program will end August 22nd. The university said no insurance or demonstrated financial need is required, and the program is intended to offer essential mental health services to the community. Licensed psychologists and student clinicians supervised by licensed professionals in the field will deliver CCC services. And all aspects of the center are sponsored by Carroll's School of Education and Human Services and staffed by faculty and trainees from the behavioral health psychology program. So you can sign up through the Carroll University website. And I do encourage everybody to check that out. I think we can all benefit from good mental health. And hey, Greg Wanschneider, Carroll employee, Waukesha North grad, who called in earlier to the show, he has a question for our guest.
He wants to know what kind of food will be featured this year. Any local vendor partnerships?
Sure. Sean? We got some Perfect. Great vendors. Mama D's Coffee.
Nice.
Dahlia's Bistro, which is Venezuelan.
Oh, wow.
They're around quite a bit.
Okay.
I've had empanadas from them.
Nice.
Lily Bell's, which is Caribbean.
Sure.
Yummy Bones Barbecue and Grandpa Chuck's Kettle Corn. And they have three different types of kettle corn.
Sounds great. Well, I think I found my copywriter here in Greg Wansnyder. He also wants to know, what would you have to say to people who have never tried out blues music before? What can we learn from blues music?
You've heard it before.
He just didn't know it. Yeah.
Well, the amazing thing is it really is the base of so much music. It's the base of country. It's the base of rock. And it as you see how it's kind of melded into those different styles of music, you'll realize that it really is where it all came from. And people like the Rolling Stones, figured that out real early on. And
the Beatles, too, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
When I remember hearing when Mick Jagger and the Stones would come to Chicago's Blues Fest, and they would go to the real Blues Fest is the after party. They go to these, like, South Side bars.
Mm-hmm.
And he would go, and he'd sit, like, as close as you and I are to watch guys like Muddy Waters, and it would just be in awe. Like,
yep,
to them, right. They'd be, like, genuflecting. I mean, they were just, the respect was that high.
Right.
And the learning opportunities.
And it's very interesting to listen to these people, too, because they talk on stage. When you get some of these national acts in, they give a little history, and it's pretty amazing. We had Mavis Staples there years ago, and I was pretty darn lucky to sit in the dressing room and talk to her for about 30 minutes and just hear the stories of the 60s from Mavis Staples.
It's
pretty
bet.
Amazing. But sure. But they share that on stage, too, yeah. And that's part of it. It's a little more than just music.
It's one of my favorite scenes from The Last Waltz. It was like one of the few non-live parts of the movie where Scorsese gets the Staples singers.
Mm-hmm.
And they do the wait,
I believe.
Yeah,
right.
That was really neat.
Yeah. It's a great thing to come to. It's a gem right here in Waukesha County, and I think people who haven't been there will find it great, yeah. And the people that have been there just keep coming back. So
that we have a real big tent too. So nice. Rain or shine, it works really well. But also, you're out of the sun if it's hot. And if you don't want to be, if you want to be out in the sun, there's picnic tables all around the big tent too.
Sure, I would think another aspect of blues is the storytelling and the history around it. I think it's a very rich part of the experience.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
I have a friend from Chicago. You may know him, Kevin Johnson. He'd worked for Delmark, the Delmark Blues label in Chicago on and off. I think he's with them again. And he would go out six nights a week. I think he's got a family, so it's probably harder for him now, but he would never miss a chance to see live blues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very, very true. And it's interesting because a lot of these blues people that are in the blues business, the record label people and things, come up out of Chicago for this event just because I think we're pretty lucky to have a great lineup every year there. So it's
sure.
It's fun to come to.
Sure. I believe it.
Basically have three national acts for sure.
Oh, yeah. I actually have four this year.
Four, with Tinsley.
Yeah, with Tinsley Ellis as well.
I was going to say, that's pretty impressive that you were recruited nationally too. So, but have about a minute here, Max. Okay, so the conversation continues with Bob Mitnacht and Sean Riley, who we know as our mayor, and here in his capacity as Rotarian to promote the Waukesha Blues Fest, Rotary Blues Fest, that will open up next weekend, August 9th and 10th. And another report from the Farmers Market from Jane Matnier, plus more local news. Local events here on this beautiful Saturday, August 3rd. And don't forget to download the Civic Media app if you haven't already. Take WAK Civic Media anywhere you go.
So,
and you are jealous when we're far. I say you evil. You're so evil when I'm with you, baby. And you are jealous when we're far. How blue can you get, baby? The answer right here in my heart.
The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
CBS News brief. More than 2 weeks before the Democratic National Convention cements her presidential nomination.
In a virtual roll call vote, the chair of the DNC announced Vice President Kamala Harris officially cemented her status as the Democratic nominee, clinching the needed delegates to do so, even as voting will continue through the weekend.
CBS's Natalie Brand. Harris is expected to name her running mate by Monday. Battening down the hatches in Florida.
We've issued a hurricane watch for portions of Florida's Gulf Coast, the northern part of the coast near the Big Bend region north of the Tampa zone.
The National Hurricane Center's John Cangelosi. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has ditched a plea deal involving three of the accused masterminds of 9/11. CBS's Michelle Miller has
the deal, which was first entered on Wednesday, would have taken the death penalty off the table for the man accused of planning the attacks and two of his alleged accomplices.
Families of those killed on 9/11 had strongly objected. CBS News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Brewers with a victory in the nation's capital. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee with a comfortable 8-3 win over the Nationals last night under the lights in Washington, D.C. Contributions from Blake Perkins, Jackson Chirio at the plate, and this one, top of the seventh, William Contreras lifting one 439 feet on Apple TV. Again, the final 8-3, the Brewers, the Nationals, have now lost 8 of their last 10 games. College football, the Badgers wrapping up week 1 of their training camp in Platteville. Running back Ches Malusi has suffered so many injuries, including a broken fibula last year. He talked about why he wanted to return to Wisconsin for head coach Luke Fickell's second season.
Obviously, Coach Fick's culture is like, it's grinding, it's hard, and like everyone's used to it now, so I'm excited and know too excited.
Packers family night tonight. You can stream the practice at the team website with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny. We'll have highs in the mid-80s. For tonight, mostly clear, 67. Mostly sunny, highs in the upper 80s on Sunday. Showers and storms Sunday night, a low around 70 degrees. For Monday, scattered storms with a high around 80. Right now, it's 68.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Shaw. 101.1 FM and 540 AM WAUK. And on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman. When I first started watching Ninja Warrior, it was like, this guy was a track athlete. Now they train to be Ninja Warriors. It's like doing the Stairmaster to be better at the Stairmaster.
These were kids who grew up watching Ninja Warrior. They weigh 140 pounds. They don't have anything but muscle, and all they're doing is algebra homework, and they remind me how old I am.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
Randy Weingarten, the dynamic and influential president of the American Federation of Teachers.
The Heritage Foundation want their way of life rather than the diverse, pluralistic democracy that has been America for 247 years. It's this fight between anger and aspiration.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the hilarious and deadpan comedy stylings of Tom Ryan. And Green Bay band Ask Your Mothers, Eric and Adam, will join me to perform in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Way past 21.
Now what would leave me, baby? I have lots of fun.
You're listening to This Week in Waukesha with my guest, Mayor Sean Riley and Bob Mitnack, talking about the Blues Fest coming up. And but first, our second report from Jane Matinier at the Farmer's Market. And Jane, Mayor Sean Riley wants to know what some of the cheese offerings are today at the Farmer's Market. Not to put you on the spot, but what do you know?
As far as cheese?
Yeah.
I to tell you the truth, Don, I have yet to spy cheese. I'm
no
sure
worries.
It is cheese. I will go take a look for some now, but I'm telling you, even if you don't find cheese, there will be everything you could possibly imagine that you need for dinner tonight or tomorrow night or even into next week out here at the Waukesha Farmers Market. We've got all kinds of lettuce, beautiful potatoes, the biggest onions I have ever seen, radishes, grass-fed beef, fresh bread, all kinds of fresh bakery. If you want something after you get home from church tomorrow, come on out and pick up some fresh bakery. If you're in the doghouse, you can pick up a bouquet of flowers, which is always a good idea to have on hand. And if you're looking for something to eat, you want to have a little nosh as you walk around today, all kinds of wonderful food trucks, everything from empanadas to just your burgers and brats and hot dogs. You will find something that will satisfy you down here at the Waukesha Farmers Market. We're right in the parking lot of the Waukesha State Bank, right next to the Fox River in beautiful downtown Waukesha. When you stop by today, stop by the Civic Media Tent. We have candy for the kids. We have treats for your dogs. And for the adults, you can spin our fabulous wheel of prizes and pick up Wisconsin State Fair tickets or a Civic Media t-shirt. Hope to see you out here. We are here until noon. This is Jane Matinier at the Waukesha Farmers Market for Civic Media. Back to you, Don.
Hey, thanks so much, Jane Matinier. Jane Matinier, Monday through Friday, 10 to 12, with Greg Bach. And to be fair to Jane, there's so much at that farmers market that, like I said, we didn't want to put her on the spot about the cheese. The mayor had a question about that. I know from my own experience, I think one of the first vendors you see when you walk in on your left-hand side, if you're coming from the bank, there is a cheese cheesemonger, if you will. And I think there's some cheesemongers. You may find like three or four of them throughout the farmer's market. And it's Wisconsin, so there's got to be cheese. And I know
free samples.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, plenty of those. And, you know, it's a farmer's market. My expectation is produce and fruit and the stuff that the farmers are bringing. But they've evolved in recent years. They're more like bazaars. I mean, there's like jewelry you can get there. There's books like from Sarah J. Bradley, different artisans with different like crafts. And of course, as Jane said too, great food you can get. Jane loves the maple bacon scone. And I have to say, I'm a convert too. That's outstanding. That maple bacon scone that you can get there at the farmer's market. So lots to check out. I know I'll be heading over there. One of my assignments from home is to get some corn. And I forgot what the second vegetable is. I'll have to call my wife after the show to confirm what that is.
I'd get some kohlrabi if I were you.
I love kohlrabi. Yeah, same here. And kale too. I think I'm the only one in my family that eats kale. But, hey, who was that last song that came in there, man? I should ask these guys. Do you remember that song? Who is that again? I put all this together and I forgot.
It is Muddy Waters by Manish Boy.
Yep, Manish Boy by Muddy Waters. Yes, thank you so much for that, Max. But the next song that will be coming in, that will be a real... Oh, here we go. But the next one, I think, will be a real challenge for these guys to figure it out. It's an old, like, it's a scratchy LP. It's from, like, the 20s or 30s. It's very cool. I can't wait to show that off. But speaking of showing off, James Santel, whose show Amicus Law Review is next, and also one of the what I call my resident counsel here in the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, has graced us with some more great pastries from Glorioso's on Brady Street. But then here in downtown Waukesha, my good friend Janie from the block, Mary Jane Sanchez, has some surprise guests, a new business that's opened up called it's Sweet Dreams, right? And two young men that have come bearing gifts. And not a bad way to greet the mayor of Waukesha. Hey, come on in, guys. You can go ahead and talk into the mic. What's your name?
Hello, I'm Henry.
This is Henry and Henry's partner, is that right?
Hey, guys. Yep, I'm Yuli Berisha.
Yuli Berisha. And I'm looking at, like, huge, gigantic floats bigger than your head. Yep. That,
you got a strawberry shake.
I'll take the strawberry if nobody else wants it. I'm partial to strawberry. I'll have to share this with my wife when I get home. I can show this to the whole family. A s'more? Is that right?
Yep.
Sick. Just a normal vanilla shake. Normal vanilla, okay.
And then this is a chocolate shake.
A chocolate shake coming through. A cappuccino shake, yeah. I might have to confiscate all five of those. But, guys, hey, do you mind coming around the front here so we can try to get you on the stream yard here, get some visions, and tell me your name again. You can talk into the mic.
Again, I'm Henry.
This is Henry. Get a little lower, Henry, so we can see you. And then your name is come around here. Get right behind me here.
Hey, guys, I'm Yuli Berisha.
Yuli Berisha. And where's your new store located?
West Broadway.
332 West Broadway.
Okay. The old Sakura.
Yeah.
The old Sakura. Oh, okay. 332 West Broadway. And you've just opened your doors, right?
Yep. Last night was the first night.
Opening night was last night during Friday Night Live. That's fantastic. Here, get a little lower just for a quick little video and just say, hey, come see us, Waukesha. Come get some ice cream. Here, let's show what these look like, too, for the watching audience.
I don't know if that gets in there.
It might. There you go. Awesome.
I want to say welcome to Waukesha.
Yes, thank you.
Guys. We're glad to be here.
Yeah, good.
You got it. So Sweet Dreams, 332 West Broadway. Thanks so much for stopping by. We're going to have to have on the show another time, get your story. And it's great to see some young entrepreneurs doing great things. And I can't imagine anything better on a summer day than some delicious ice cream. Yeah,
these will be popular.
Yes. So.
Okay.
Oh, we got some more cards, some more handouts here. You got it. Hey, thanks so much for stopping by. That's really kind of you. Officially open. There's free custard scoop with any food purchase, too. Oh, they got food as well.
Yeah, the card.
So with this card, of course. So you may have to stop by the studio to get your card here. So, again, thanks to Janie for putting that together. Sweet Dreams Burger and Custard Shop. So that is fantastic. And a potential vendor for next year's Blues Fest, maybe?
There you go.
Yeah. So... That's terrific.
Sweets would sell pretty good. We got Mama D's, which will be selling some sweets.
That's right. You know, Janie in the past has graced me with some coffee from Mama D's. That's her kind of one of her go-tos along with steaming cup. And now you have Co-Pilot, so it's great to have some good coffee choices here in downtown.
Good stuff, yeah.
Let's go back to the Blues here. That's why you're here. How would you care? And maybe it's not a fair comparison, but what makes Milwaukee's maybe blues scene or Wisconsin's blues scene unique in relation to Chicago, which we know is a very rich blues history?
Boy, you know, that is a great question. I think that Milwaukee and Wisconsin in general has been very based in blues for years and years. I mean, I grew up in the 60s and playing guitar myself into the 70s. Our first band, half the songs we were playing were blues songs or blues based songs. And I think it's just people appreciated the talent of the players probably is one of the biggest things. And so we really wanted to play off of that when we started this 17 years ago. We were really the only blues festival in the southeastern Wisconsin area. A few others have popped up since then. But I think we still bring the most unique lineup in, and it's a mix of local artists and regional artists out of Chicago and some nationals as far as the headliners. So it's a good thing, and hopefully I answered that a little bit.
Yeah, no, I think you certainly did. Yeah. So
I think audiences are real appreciative of any type of music. To Milwaukee people, Waukesha people, you know, southeastern Wisconsin, love to go out and experience music. We have Summerfest, but that leads into, you know, even the local bars having music. I mean, I think people really appreciate that.
Right. And our location out there is really convenient. It's right off I-94, and we're glad to be right here in Waukesha County, and there's some hotels there, so people come in from out of town, even out of state. We've got a guy who was contacting me from Houston, Texas, who's coming up because he's a big fan of Buckwheat Zydeco, so it's
oh cool,
quite interesting. Yes,
and free parking too.
And
we hadn't mentioned that.
Yeah, free parking.
That's
free
huge
admission
for
to
festival.
You don't have to pay the Waukesha County park fee. That's all included in your ticket. We take care of that, and the parking's free, and you can just come and enjoy. You know,
right when you pull into the park, you'll be directed to turn right, and there's a huge space for parking cars.
That's a beautiful park, too.
And we do want to thank our we've got so many great sponsors that make this happen. I mean, if we were just doing it off of ticket prices would be crazy high. But we've got some great sponsors that are helping make that happen, including Ascension, Wisconsin Hospital, Thermtech Heat Treating, and also the Keith and Betty Ruppel Family Fund are featured primary sponsors, along with so many other great sponsors. So it's important. It's what makes it happen.
That's terrific. You know, and I think you talk about music tradition, and when you watch it, the first thing you think of is Les Paul. And so it's neat to see that it, especially the guitar, that it continues to manifest itself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So. And just a reminder, it is next weekend, Friday and Saturday, August 9th and 10th at Nagawaki Park.
1 to 10 p.m.
1 to 10 p.m. So each day.
Leave work early on Friday.
That's right. I agree.
Sure. That's terrific. So, I mean, this looks like a year-round effort, though, for you, Bob, right, in terms of booking the bands and
absolutely
getting the sponsors in. I think you wear all those hats. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, the Rotary Club is a huge, huge help on it. You know, we've got our sponsor chairman, Rick Holberger, who really takes care of the sponsorship side of it. And everybody's got their role to take, you know, whether it be the beer stand, the merchandise, whatever it is. Vendors, we all work together to make it happen.
Sure. And there was a question from Triple G I forgot to ask as well, that where did the proceeds go back to the Rotary Club? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, which will all go to help the community. The money that goes to Rotary is used for charitable funds.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You're brave that you can eat while doing radio.
I know, yes. I wear it all over me. But it looks so great. And usually, I've gotten better, though, when Jim Santel brings his pastries. They're usually gone by the time the show ends, but I've been very disciplined about this. So that's been terrific. And apple fritters, that's a new twist. We haven't seen one of those in a while. It's usually,
they look great.
He brings a lot of delicious eclairs and of course, cannolis. And so that was true. And for those of you that are new to the show, Jim's show, the original brand was called Morning Cannolis, but it was always a Law Review. And it's been rebranded to Amicus, a Law Review, a legal term or, you know, Latin phrase. And you're an attorney, Sean. You know what it means, right? Amicus?
Yep.
So, but I call it Atticus because Jim, to me, embodies the spirit of Atticus Finch. And so that's my little twist on it. But how are we doing on time here, Maxie? About two more minutes. What else can people expect when they come to Blues Fest while they're there?
Well, one thing I can mention too is we've always had an art tent there with artists in it, and this year we're changing that up a bit. There's a change in the guard that was handling the art tent, and so we're moving it to a vendor area, and it's going to be artists and some crafters. We may even have some commercial vendors there too, selling jewelry or other products. And we didn't want to let that whole thing go by the wayside. So I think it's going to be interesting, and it gives people something to take a look at in between bands when they're doing a little switch over here and there. Grab some food, check out the vendors. We got some sponsors out there, and it's a good thing. So
I'd like to add that. I mean, I'm usually working, but I will walk around inside the tent and people are just having a great time. You know, they're talking to there's a lot of seating inside the tent.
Sure.
It's provided.
Oh, good. You can bring your own chair and sit outside. But people are talking, you know, they're all become a little community.
It's a very communal atmosphere. Yeah. That's great. And that's how festivals should be, music festivals anyway. So,
right.
Terrific.
And I get so many people who stop me just walking through the crowd. You know, they see me as kind of the face of it because I do a lot of the stage announcements and things. And they'll just say, man, we love this. We come back every year. We always bring new friends. Yeah. And it's a great time.
The conversation continues with Bob Mitnack and Mayor Sean Riley for the Rotary Blues Fest that opens up next Friday here on This Week in Waukesha, WAUK, 5:40 a.m. And don't forget to download the Civic Media app if you have not already and take us anywhere you go.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down on the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Shaw WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
Yes, I will. Dead by the heart, I do. I'm a fool about my. Don't take me long to get my.
So you're listening to This Week in Waukesha, and a little one-question quiz I have for my guests is if they can figure out this song. It's a rarity. Bob Minack, you want to take a shot?
I don't, to be honest.
I don't know, but I can picture this is in a dark studio at night with a cigarette ashtray that's totally overflowing.
Yeah. So I first heard this song. I'm a Grateful Dead fan, and they have an album called The Music Never Stopped, and it's the roots of the Grateful Dead. It's a lot of the songs they covered over the years from the original artist. That's why I kind of really fell in love with the song El Paso. And because what was great about the album are the liner notes. It tells a story about each song and each artist. And so this song you just heard is called Spoonful by Charlie Patton, right, Max? Spoonful?
Yes.
Yeah. Sounds about right. And what's really neat is in the blues tradition is the chorus line, instead of it being vocalized, is the guitar is telling you Spoonful. Mm. All that I want is a, you know, the whole, of course, Charlie Patton does it much better than me, but so I was always really enamored with when I heard that song and just another, you know, there's a greater story behind the song because the Dead really, they never covered that as much as songs like El Paso and Mama Tried and, you know, a lot of these other great American classics from like the blues country, bluegrass tradition, but,
right.
That one, I thought. And they even describe it in the liners. Like, this one is a real wild card. Like, they may have played it, like, maybe a half a dozen times in all their years of playing, but it was always very memorable. Like, anyone that had that bootleg from that show,
sure,
that was a big deal to have because you had Spoonful from Charlie Patton's Spoonful on there. So, and I imagine the way that Jerry Garcia did it, too,
right,
also made it a lot of fun. So,
similar in style to what Tinsley Ellis is touring now too. So I think that's going to be interesting to see. Yeah,
sure. So yeah, because you kind of read through the lineup, but if you could kind of give like an overview, like what are, I guess, because within any genre, there's like several subgenres, and so what can people expect? I saw that you have Texas blues, you have dynamic throwback blues, you know, for the one trio GA20, but what other, like, How would you describe this year's offering?
Well, I think that you're kind of hitting it on the head is that I do try to have different things. So you're not sitting there all day listening to just a wailing blues guitar. You're going to hear some variety of styles and little quieter things, a little in your face, louder things maybe. And this year with Zydeco music as well. I mean, it's a form of blues, and like everything else seems to have come from the blues. So did Zydeco, and we're just so glad to have that style included in the mix. And one of the things we really tried to do was have an afternoon or a later afternoon headliner that might be a little more traditional, like Tinsley Ellis on Friday and Buckwheat Zydeco and his band on Saturday, but then go to the newer edge of blues for the evening headliners. And hopefully that will bring out some of those younger blues fans as well.
Yeah, and I have a feeling, because it's really impressed me with today's generation, like the young men we had in the studio earlier, is they're really in tune with a lot of the great music of our upbringing. Like there's a lot of Beatles fans out there, a lot of Led Zeppelin fans, and I think if they haven't already, they will gravitate towards the blues. And this is a great opportunity, I think, for them to check it out at a local level in a Absolutely. Great outdoor venue.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. Next weekend, we hope to see everybody there at Megawaukee Park.
Yeah. Yeah, you got
Let's
it.
Let's fill it up.
You got it. How are we doing on time here, Max? About 3 minutes. Yeah. So, yeah, it always reminds me, there's and the name escapes me, it kills me, but it's like one of my bucket list items is to attend a summer music festival that takes place in England every year, and the name escapes me, but it's in a beautiful outdoor area, and it's considered by many to be the most beautiful place in England.
There's one in Ireland too. You may know the name of that. I know that brings in
I'm embarrassed to say, yeah, but the Megawaukee Park, though, I think that it kind of reminds me of that same setting, that you're just in a beautiful outdoor venue, and even if your only purpose was to go there and just picnic, like, that's a great time, but now you've got a great offering of live blues. You know, it's a pretty reasonable ticket prices too, to see that many, nowadays you'd have to pay, $40 or $65 just to see one band.
Right. Right.
And so, or probably twice that amount. So, but to be able to get all those guys, I think that's a great, value for a great weekend of live music.
So, yeah, you can get a 2-day ticket for $65.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. Yep. And you can pre-order online still and get a better price. Is that right?
Right. Right now, the 2-day ticket's only $55 online. So
sounds great.
Pick that up.
So, in the time we have left, Bob and Sean, what is it you want people to know about Blues Fest that we haven't covered already here?
Boy, I think we've kind of covered the music side of it, but I think what's nicer than anything is that it still is a great gathering for Waukesha County people, the residents of Waukesha County, the Lake Country area, they really see it as their festival and enjoy it. And you don't have to drive, a half hour to downtown Milwaukee to go to Summerfest or something else. You can just, go to your backyard almost and go to Megawaukee and enjoy it. And I always notice that people are really interacting with friends and neighbors, and to me, that's one of the important parts about festivals that sometimes gets lost, is that it's a meeting of community. And I was at a conference once on festivals, and one of the speakers compared it to the old front porch, and people would gather on the front porch. Yeah. Now they gather at festivals. Yep. in their community. Yeah. And I think that's a great thing.
I think, Sean, you might be talking about the Willie Clancy in Ireland that takes place in my grandmother's hometown. Oh, is that okay? But there's another one for traditional Irish music called the Willie Clancy, and it's just the way Bob described it, is that it's primarily a school. People come from all over the world to learn, but there's also festival like concerts going on, but in the pubs there's these impromptu sessions that are just brilliant and magical. And I think that could happen with blues and with I'm big into world music, and that's another little vision I had for a festival, would be something like that, mm-hmm. kind of a world music session, like maybe here in Guitar Town someday.
Probably one thing I want to add is that we're, after we pay our expenses for the festival, mm-hmm. We then put it all back into the community.
Love that. That's a big part. Mayor Sean Riley, musician and a concert event organizer extraordinaire, Bob Mitnack, thank you so much for joining us. Thanks to Tyler Williams and Hector Carranza in the first hour. My guests next week are Evan Stout and Logan Dable, student athletes on their way to college, as well as Roger Kaplinger, longtime Milwaukee Brewers medical director and cancer survivor, telling his story. James Santel's Amicus, a law review, is next. Thanks so much for joining us on this beautiful Saturday. Please remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. So is good mental health. Laura Mil Mahagav, and see ya!
So in challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore.
The Shaw, WAUK. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the news of the weekend. Has Kamala Harris picked her VP? Or is it still to come? Find out Monday.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth.
We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.